Following lecture was recorded on the morning of December 24th, 1970 in Surat, India.
Khang Marud Deva Soma Sanlahani Visa Tang Ku Tang Dharma Iti Dhiti Vaihasta Asking. There are many basic evidences how the Vedas are directly received from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here are some of the evidences quoted from the Vedas. Sambhu mitita nishata matrina sanameva bhavati iti Asta mahata bhutasya nishasita meta jad rigveda iti. Vedas, it is stated that by the breathing of the Mahavishnu, all these Vedas, especially Rig Veda, is manifested. Then the question is that dharma or dharma? Dharma and the opposite, adharma. Religion and non-religion. Fire and non-fire. How they can be distinguished? How one is detected that he is non-religious and non-fire? This question was raised by our Christian professor when I was student in the Scottish Church College, Calcutta. Dr. Ashworth, he was a great scholar, but he did not believe in the karma bath, that one has to suffer or enjoy the fruits of his own karma. Because according to Christian philosophy, after death, there is no more birth, is it not? Wait a his argument was that who is the witness according to karma bhava? His analogy was that suppose a man has done something criminal in the court, there are witnesses to prove that this man has committed this theft or this criminal activity. So, who is the witness? Suppose I have done something criminal or impious in my past life, so who is giving evidence that I did it? Therefore I am suffering. So, at that time, of course, we had boys only. There was not much study. We simply heard. Later on, of course, we could understand from Bhagavad Gita that the supreme witness is Krishna himself. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddhe Krishna. And he is the prime witness. He is seeing everyone what he is doing. And the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, sarvasatyaham hridisannivishta. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Matta smriti jnanam apuhanam. Through me, every living entity gets this remembrance or forgetfulness. So this is also essential. That if anyone questions that why God, Krishna, makes one forgetful, and why God makes one remembering, that is also His mercy. This is mercy. Now suppose, if one was a king in his previous birth, and now he has become a hog, so if the hog does not forget that he was a king, in the Puranas there are stories like that. Sometimes Indra, the king of heaven, he was taught to become a hog. So, he was enjoying the hog's life. The sea hog had many cities, and eating food, and living in a very nice, hilly place. So, he was enjoying that life. Now, when Brahma saw that in his absence the management of the heavenly kingdom was not properly being done, so he came down and asked the hawk that, all right, whatever you have done, now I have come to deliver you to come with me. The hawk said, no, no, I can answer. I have got so much family responsibility. Is it? So he refused. He was Indra, the king of heaven. Now he is acting as hawk, and he satisfied. That is Krishna's mercy. If he was not satisfied, how he could live as a hawk? Therefore, Krishna says, Matta smriti jnanam apuhananti. Through me, the living entity forgets. That is a qualification of the conditioned soul. That is the difference between God and living entity. God does not forget. A living entity forgets. That is the difference. How this difference is understood? And the Bhagavad Gita is deep. When Krishna says that previously I spoke the science of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Yoga, Mam Divasati Yogam Prasama Nahamabhaya, to the Sun God. So Arjuna inquired from Krishna, how is that? Krishna, you are of my age, you were born later. And Sun God means he is long, long years ago. How is that you instructed him? The answer was that both you and me had many, many births, but you have forgotten. I remember. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That means a living entity is subjected to forgetfulness. Just like if I ask any one of you to remember what you were doing at this time, say 1 week before, it is very difficult to answer immediately. So forgetfulness is a qualification or disqualification, whatever you said, of the living. And at the present moment, we have also all forgotten that we are part and parcel of God. We have intimate relationship with Him, and somehow or other we have fallen in this material world. We don't remember. Because you do not remember, therefore Krishna mercifully gives you all these Vedas. Because you do not remember. Anadi bohimog jiv Krishna bhuli jila. अतए कृष्ण वेद पुराण करिला दिस इज ए स्टेटमेंट इन द चैतन्य चरितामृत दैट फ्रॉम टाइम इमेमोरियल व्हेन दिस फॉरगेटफुलनेस बिगन इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू ट्रेस आउट बट इन फैक्ट वी हैव फॉरगॉटन दैट्स अ फैक्ट देयरफॉर कृष्णा इज सो मर्सीफुल इन हैव टू remind us about our spiritual life, our spiritual identity, our oneness with Krishna as spiritual path, as part and parcel. These things we have forgotten. Our actual relationship with Krishna we have forgotten. Therefore Krishna comes personally sometimes. Just like Krishna came and he teaches. He leaves behind him the Bhagavad Gita to remind us about our relationship with Krishna. And he requests that please give up all your nonsense examination at home. Please come back to me. I shall give you that. Sarva Dharma Anpurishti. That is Krishna's vision. Because Krishna is the father of all living entities. He is not happy that all these living entities are rotting as off in this material world. Therefore, it is his business. He comes personally sometimes. He sends his repentantly. He sends his son, just like Lord Jesus Christ. He claims that he is his son. It is quite possible that everyone is son, but this son means a particular several times who is sent to a particular place to reclaim them back to home, back to God. This is going on. So, that question that Christian and Professor Dr. Aswar said, therefore, all other scriptures, they are not sufficient. That insufficient, only very literatures are sufficient, full. They are also parts of the Vedic literature, but just like I demonstrated, gave the example, a pocket dictionary and the international dictionary, a very big volume dictionary, both of them are dictionaries. But pocket dictionary is not as full of information as in the Western international dictionary. Similarly, there are many scriptures later on developed as with the development of the Kali Yuga, people become deviated from the Vedic rules and regulations. So many other religions have developed. There is information, but they are not perfect. Not full information. But in the Vedas, we find full information. Just like this great philosopher, Dr. Aswar, he asked, who is the witness? But in the Vedic teacher, we find that God himself is witness. Not only that, there are other witnesses. And that is stated here. It is said here, the Gamadutta says, the first witness is the sun, Surya. How can you conceal yourself from the vigilance of the sun? That is enough. Surya. Then Agni, fire is also witness. Surya, Agni, sun. The sky is witness. How you can hide yourself from the sky? Surya, Agni, Khan, Maru, the earth is witness. Deva, Soma, the Soma, the moon is also witness. You can say, all right, the sun is witness. At night I shall steal, but the moon is witness. Soma. Sandhya, the day, I mean to say, junction between day and night, that is called hour. In the morning, Prathama Sandha, Dvitiya Sandha, Tri Sandha, according to Vedic injunction, there were three junctions. One in the morning, Prathama Sandha, therefore we have to chant the Gayatri Mantra, Tri Sandha, thrice, in the morning, at noon, and in the evening. Sandha, Ahani, Disha, and all directions. There are 10 directions. So they are also with us. Then, Aditya Chandra Panina Analatta Dour Bhut Ni Arpa Hidayam Samasta Ahasta Rasista Kubhita Sandhya Dharmasta Janasi Janasta Vishim. This is a quotation from Manusanga. But these personalities, they can understand the psychological activities of everyone. Just that in modern science also, they have developed mind studies. One can say what you are thinking. For practical psychology, there is science, it is developed. So the same thing in higher orders, in higher personalities, they can understand what you are thinking, what you are feeling, what you are willing, they can understand. So, Ahani Ahasta Rastrishta from Udakam. Kam means water. These are all witnesses. Kam, Udakam. And who? Prithvi. Prithvi means the earth. So how can you hide yourself? You have to walk on the earth. You have to use water. The sky is above you. The sun is there, the moon is there, and the air is passing. All of them are witnessing what you are doing. Either is fire or impact activities, whatever you are doing, that is being witnessed, and it is a cause. Just like, and I think in Los Angeles I've seen, in Beverly Waters, that the radar information.
Radar.
Yes. Whether you are driving your car properly or not, there is no question of a constable standing. The radar machine is recording. And your number is being noted down. Whether you are driving properly. So if it is possible in this material world, by the arrangement of the government, that without any man, the government can witness your activities. How it is not possible by God to understand or witness everything, whatever you are doing. This is quite reasonable thing. So it is question of the machine. How? There are so many, in factories also there are so many machines. They can record. Even without the presence of the superintendent or so here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Yamaduta says that you cannot act against the stringent laws of God. That is not possible. Then you will punish. By nature, suppose you get salt. But you cannot take salt more than you require. If you take more salt, the food stuff will be spoiled. And if you take less salt, it will not taste. Therefore, the conclusion is that you have to take salt as much as you require. Not that because the ocean is there, salt, you want to take the whole salt. That is not possible. Similarly, Everything is there for your necessity. Eka bahunam vidadati kama. By God's arrangement, everything is there in full. Purnavada. This is full. There is no question of scarcity. It is we. We the miscreants. We have created this anomaly. That somewhere we find enough. And somewhere there is no grain or no food. That is our peace. This is not God's peace. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, everything created by God is to be enjoyed by the living entity, according to his photo. He cannot take more, cannot take less. But according to God's creation, everything is complete. There is no scarcity. My Guru Maharaj used to say that there is no scarcity in this world. Simply one scarcity is there, Krishna consciousness. That is the only scarcity. Otherwise, by God's arrangement, everything is in full. There is no scarcity. See, people understand this philosophy, Krishna consciousness, then everything will be adjusted. Nobody will feel scarcity. Formerly, in Bhagavad we will see that people were not distressed in my severe cold or scorching heat. They are so much satisfied because they are Krishna conscious. You cannot adjust things. You are thinking that by our own endeavor, by advancement of our so-called science, we shall be able to bring peace and prosperity in this world. That is not possible. If you violate God's law, then it is not possible. Sudjagni khanamaruddi va soma sandahani vita sankus sanga dharma kiti jite. Here it is a special sanga dharma vijamara. The question was that Yamaraj can understand that this man is sinful and this man is not sinful. But in that answer to that question, the assistant of the Yamaraj replied, Dharma, Dharma, the king Jam, he is also appointed. How the super they have mentioned so many elements who are also witness, and Yamaraj himself, he knows everyone how he is acting impartially. Therefore, after his death, he is called for explanation and for punishment. Ketai radharma vijyata sthanam dandasya vidyate sarve karmanurodhena dandam arhati karina. In this way, they say, adharma vijyata. The Yamaraj, he knows how one is acting impartially, so after his death, he is awarded a particular place and particular body according to his own work. That is also stated in another chapter, third canto in Srimad Bhagavatam, that karmana daivane trina jantar diha upasthe. After the death, one is awarded a particular type of body. That is, we know that we are changing our body every day, every moment. Grain, it is known as grain, but actually we are changing our body. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Dehinasmin jathadehi kaumana jyotini jara tathat dehantaram prapti. Dehantaram, another, accepting another body, it is a fact. One can understand from this present life that we are accepting a different body every moment. The growing means I am
Meaning,
the old body will not fit the new one. And after some years, we can see how the child has grown to a youth. That means he has changed so many bodies in that form. Similarly, when we find this body nobody habitable, we have to give up this body and accept another body as we change our dress. That is the description in the Bhagavad Gita. So that change of body is going on. And how this ultimate change is done, that is Daivanesri. Daivanesri under the supervision of higher authority, Daiva. Daiva means higher authority. As you are suffering, Adi Daivi, some sufferings are Adi Bhautik, Adhyatmik, and Adi Daivi. Adhyatmik is we can perceive that I am not feeling well today. My body is suffering, or my mind is suffering. That is Adhyatmik. Adi Bhautik, suffering offered by another living entity. That is Adi Bhautik. And there are sufferings Adi Daivi, which is beyond our control. That's why earthquake, famine, extreme heat, extreme cold. We cannot adjust, we have to suffer. Of course, this is answered in the Bhagavad Gita. My flesh was fast to come to your Sri Krishna Sukhadukkada. You cannot control it. You have to toy, tan sikhasabha. It is beyond your control. So similarly, Daivanetrena, he according to your work, pious or impious, he will be offered a type of body, Daivanetra, by superior authority. You cannot say, no sir, I don't want this one. You have to accept Daivanetra. So, here it is also, the Yamadu says, Itai Radharma Vijnata. Adharma, because we have to execute properly. Good citizen means law-abiding citizen. And as soon as you break law, you become criminal, subject to punishment. This is our experience. Let's see. So why not in God's kingdom? That is atheism. They do not believe in God. They say, I am God. Because he becomes God, then he is not subjected to this punishment for violating the laws. That is very nice. Big sannyasis, they are lecturing. So why you are thinking of God? You are God. There is no sin. They think, oh, there is no sin. Let me do whatever I like. This is very nice. This is philosophy. But you may say like that, like this, God's law is so strong that even an atheist like Hiranyakashipu, he has also defeated. He made arrangements in such a way that he is never done. But still, he has to die. He cannot violate God. That is why. There is his argument. Mama Maya Durutte. The things and laws of nature are God. They are so strong that you cannot violate. It is not possible. As soon as you violate, you will punish. As soon as you, just like here, if you kill somebody, murder, kill the kill. Similarly, so many animals which you are killing, you have to be killed so many times. That you do not know. But it is true. Like God's life for life. There are many Purana stories like that. One king, he sacrificed so many animals, and when he was entering into the heavenly kingdom, so many souls were hanging. What is this? That you have to be killed by this, each one of these souls, because you have killed so many animals. So God's law is so minor and so clear and accurate that nobody can buy it. etai adharma vigyata sthanam dandasya vidya. One becomes subjected to particular place. Why one is placed in such a nice place and one is placed in most, I must say, above in the most place. But still, due to forgetfulness, just like in northern regions, always it is covered by Eskimo. You cannot go and live there, you will be surprised how the people are living here. But they are happy. They are happy. That is Maya. Pakhribhasita. He is living in a hellish condition, but he is thinking, oh, I am very happy. Very much. This is Maya. Pakhribhasita. Pavurnatva. By delusion, he is thinking. In London also, in a television, they ask distinction about hell and heaven. So I said, your London is hell. It is all a tower with snow and darkness. So in comparison to India, it is hell. So that was published in the paper. And actually, in this world also, there are many places. It is simply failing to live. But still, people are satisfied. In Bombay, I have seen in a place, it is so dark that daytime, full light, he is living in that corner with a kerosene lamp. It is so dark. But he is still happy there. Okay. So, that place, while one is, they say that God is unjust, the atheist, that he has made one man rich and one man poor. Even these questions are raised by educated people. Why God is so unjust? But God is not unjust. Karmana Daivanastri. It's like when a person is put into the prison, he cannot say that the government is unkind and unjust. No. He has made his place like that. He has committed and a judge gives delivery, judgment that this man should be hanged immediately. So it is not judge's business that he discriminates between one man with another. And he rewards one man that I like, you get this degree, you can acquire the quantity of rupees. And another man, you are condemned, you have to be killed. It is not the discrimination of the judge, it is the law. You have put yourself into that law, and you have to suffer in India. That's what it said here. Etai radharma vijnata sthanam dandam cha vidyate. By witnessing your activities, you will be awarded a particular place to live and you will be punished in a particular way. And Maya will help you that although you are punished, you will think that I am very happy. This is Maya's avarita sakti. Sarve karmanurodhena dannam arhati karmina. Now it is very nice conclusion by the Jamala that everyone who is engaged in fruitive activities, they are punished. Suppose you are very big businessman, very industrial, but you are karmi, you want to enjoy the fruit. Karmi means one works very hard and tries to enjoy the fruit. He is a karmi. Karmi, karma yog and karma is different. Karmi means one who wants to enjoy. For example, suppose you are doing some business. And you are earning 10 lakhs of rupees every month. So you are thinking that I have earned this money with the dint of my labor, I shall enjoy. And that is karma. That is karma. So here it is said, the sarve karmanurodhena dandam arhati karma. Anyone who is a karmi, he is subjected to all these punishments. Anyone. So, Siddhar Sani says, etai nirikta bhuti vijyata dandam arha sarva. Everyone. Sarva means everyone. Sammamanthi vadrani viparitani janata tarinam gunasangasti dehovan na jhakarmati. So, viparitani avadrani api sarvinam sammamanthi jatasti san gunasangasti. It is not that you will be able to act piously always. It is not possible. Because guna sangasti, you have to work under the influence of the three modes of material nature. Even if you try to remain pious, you will not be in this position. The circumstances is so implicated that you cannot. Therefore we see sometimes in this material, a pious man, he sometimes also comes to a better stage of seeing. Because the influence of the three gunas, three qualities, they are acting. Bhagavad Gita says that jivyathe karma annatra karma bandhan. Simply for satisfaction of the Supreme Personal Yajna, Vishnu, if you act anywhere, he is bound up by the ears. He will be bound up by the ears. So karmi, so long you remain a karmi, you are punished. And therefore, according to Karma Kanda Vichara, there is 5 kinds of yajnas, pancha yajna. And every householder has to do that every morning. Pancha suna. Pancha suna. Suna means violence, hinsa. Pancha suna. When you take water, there are so many small creatures, they are killed. When we, rub the motor and petrol on, it spices. There are so many germs, they are also killed. When we ignite fire, there are so many small germs, they are killed. When you walk on the street, there are so many small ants who you kill. See, even if you think that I shall not kill, but your activities in this material world will oblige you to kill, and you are subject to punishment. Therefore, every karmi is punishment. Therefore, you have to ask for Krishna. That is the answer. Otherwise, there is no state. You have killed, or you have to suffer. So I did not know, sir. That doesn't matter. Just like in ordinary law, if you have killed somebody, unconsciously or something, you have to be punished. Yes, it is said, sammamanthi bhadrani viparitani chanadha karinan dhunasangasti jivamanna jatanmakri. But then if you say that I will not walk, that is also not possible. Anyone who has got this body, he has to work. And because you have to work, you have to commit sins. And because you are committing sins, you have to suffer. This is your position. Therefore, there is no alternative than to become Krishna says, sarva dharma pratyajya mamekam. There is no alternative. This is the Shastri conclusion. Thank you very much. this is not a sentiment that these people are dancing and Krishna consciousness. It is obligatory. Don't become Krishna consciousness when you are subject to punishment.
Who is Sridhar Swami? Sridhar Swami.
This question is not good for you. You were student. If it's an answer, you do not know Sri Krishna. The commentator of Srimad Bhagavat in the in our book, Srimad Bhagavat, we have mentioned several times Siddhartha. Siddhartha is one of the acharyas. He happens to be in the Vishnu Swami Sampada. The party, the devotees who are coming from Rudra. There are four sampradayas, devotees. Brahma sampradaya, Lakshmi sampradaya, Sri sampradaya, Rudra sampradaya, and Kumara sampradaya. They are Mahajan. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu. Sambhu is Brahma, from whom one disciple separation is covered. We belong to that disciple separation. There is another disciple separation from Lord Shiva, Sambhu. There is another disciple separation from Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Another disciple separation from the Kumar, Chatushan Kumar. So these sampradayas are bona fide sampradayas. Sampradaya of Vishinaja. If anyone is not within these four sampradayas, then his spiritual activities are not bona fide. Sampradaya of Vishinaja, mantra, Sri Vishnu, people are simply wasting his time. Mahajanajina Gatasya Pantha, you have to follow the original Acharya, Mahajana. Then he shall be on the right path, otherwise he is misled. The Siddhartha Swami belongs to Sambhu, from Lord Shiva. The party, the devotees, they are a political party. They are meant for national improvement. Similarly, these four parties, although they are called parties, but their aim is how to satisfy this need.
Are any
of the other sampradayas
still coming down by
the disciples? Yes. Still, with Sri Ramana Sampradaya, Mata Sampradaya, Vishnu
Sami Sampradaya, and Nimmata Sampradaya. Still, still. In the list of witnesses, the one witness is the 10 directives.
The four sides, four corners, right? Up and down. Then this. Where is the? You may think that I shall pickpocket an aeroplane and go in this way. I am not under the law. No, not
Once you said that everything is cursed.
Everything is cursed.
Everywhere there's some curses in Washington.
Yes. And Imam Al Jamurat is a great personality. He can know everyone. Therefore, he has been posted to Jamurat. Bring that man. He comes to set them aside.
Then he was sent to Vidura.
Vidura. Yes. Yes. Sometimes he also comes to set. Because he's a jiva. He did not sound mistake, but he is punished, over punished. Yes. Once we see, in his childhood, he feared an ant with some thorns. And therefore, he was punished. Later, on that false shark. So therefore, he retaliated Jamura. For my childhood crime, you wanted to punish me in this way. So you are cruel. So I punish you. So you have to take bath in a Shudra time. And that is bigger. So sometimes the retaliation takes place. You are not ordinary. He was punished, so he could punish Jamura. So, error of judgment is possible in everywhere. Everywhere. Error of judgment. Yes.
In this case, just like when all the demigods were ordered to appear in the Yadu Dynasty before Krishna appeared, one question I had is, how is that that they appeared in the Yadu Dynasty? Did they give up their bodies, the material bodies that they have, to take birth in the Yadu Dynasty?
Yes.
They gave up those bodies.
Yes.
And then
devotee only appears. They say God appears. Similarly, devotee also appears. He is not under the condition of the material laws. Although he appears. But others see that he has appeared like ordinary.
There are also some stories in Krishna books. I forget the name of the demigod, but one snake, Krishna put his foot on his head and the demigod resumed his body, just like Nalakubera on the grievous. They took the bodies of trees. Then they took on those bodies again, the same bodies. Is that so?
Yes. So that means punishment is there even in the higher planets where demigods are there. What is sweet of this lower planet? The only safest way is chant Hare Krishna. Yes.
The demigods leave their posts at times to appear here. And then how do the functions of the universe go on while they're appearing here?
how our function is going on in USA. You are here. You are the president of which center?
Oh,
and then how can the world is going on?
Oh, it's this way.
Yes, very, very good. There is a Bengali word, Raja Mule Rajya Asthane. That's why when Gandhi and Nehru were living, they were always thinking that without me, whole India will be fought. they never try to retire. They say, unless they are killed. They say, this is smart. Everyone thinks, oh, without me, everything is fine. So many things are Nehru and Gandhi came and gone. Everything is going on. And it will go on. Prakriti Sudamanani, Gunai Karmani Sarva. Everything is being done by the nature's law. Only the rascals and fools they think, I am doing this. Without me, everything is fine. This is rascal. Prakriti Sudamanani, Gunai Karmani Sarva. Ahankara Vimunasa. Those who are trying to be rascals under the false ego. They think, without me everything is false. That is my. Therefore, we do not want to retire from family life. But according to daily rituals, as soon as 50 years have passed, you must leave. There is no question of whether your all business is finished or not. You must leave. Remain that portion of life should be completely engaged in God's service. Otherwise, you spoil your life. Therefore, there are four divisions. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Manaprastha and Sannyasa. Nobody can remain Grihastha for all the life. That is Vedic arrangement. Grihastha life is a concession for sense gratification. That's all. Otherwise, just like the Kumaras, from the very birth, they will remain Brahmacharya. The father Brahma orders that you create one population. They refuse. By their father, we are not very married. We shall remain Brahmacharya. Brahma become angry and his eyes become red. And therefore, Lord Shiva came out, Rudra. And he created thousands of demons. Brahma said, please stop your creation. No more. So these things are going on. How can you see this person? They have got their own ideas. And people suffer. The partisan was the result of politicians. Maybe Nehru, Gandhi or Jinnah. But the suffering actually covered man. I stayed in Calcutta in 1947, I think there was that. So many innocent people were killed. So many. Unnecessary mistakes. And everywhere, not only there, in your own America. So many historical evidences that the politicians will fight on the ideological platform and the common people suffer. Just like in our country, the politicians just simply engage how to occupy the poor. So where is the time for them to think of the poor people, how they will be happy? Just simply thinking, how I shall occupy this poor? How shall I occupy this poor? Naturally, where is the time for them for thinking that how these poor people will be saved? Anyone who comes to the airport perhaps you have to murder someone. This is why. And in Bhagavad it is said, Mlecha Rajanna Rubinna Bhaktaishanti Prajasari. Tell you they are not Kshatriyas. This ruling is entrusted to the trained Kshatriyas. But now at this present moment in Mlecha, Mlecha means those who are not following strictly the Vedic principles, they will take position of the political chief. And in the form of government men, they will simply divorce citizens. This is the symptoms of political statement in the Bhagavad. Mlecha Raja. Asidna Dara Dravina Gatshanti Girikana. The people will be so much harassed by taxation and political embezzlement that they will give up their homes and go to the forest and mountains. Actually, this has happened with Pakistan Hindustan division. So many people were unnecessarily harassed. They left their home. They are so much embarrassed. Still, in Calcutta, so many people are lying on the station from East Bengal. They have no home. They left their home. Why this? And it is due to the politicians. Why they agree for partition? It's a mistake of the politician. Everywhere is fine, in Europe also. 3 miles after one state, you have to get visa, permit. Why? A human being lives at free. Informally you get history from China, from other countries. They are coming in India. Indian people are also going. There are evidences. There is no such passport and visa. And now, because the people are advancing the politics, what is that state? Luxembourg, that's a city. And it has become a state. If you want to enter the Luxembourg, you have to get visa, permit. So, then house to house there will be state. Later on.
There's
a house?
Yes.
Very bad. You kill very mildly. You know that when there is this cow protection agitation, so many people are killed in Delhi?
I know what
Sadhu
is there. Why
Sadhu
would go into
jail? Why these people will be there? Why is always there? But you are also expert in killing in that way. That is my point. So whenever there will be politicians, these anomalies will be there. Either Englishman or Hindustani or anyone. That animal is there. You cannot distinguish that this animal is better than that animal. Animal is animal.
So you believe that
not the animal? No, I don't say that. I blame every politician.
Yes.
You are distinguishing that Nehru politician is better than English politician. That is your point.
No.
There is no point. Every politician.
But not remembering even in this class today.
So, yes, that's a fact.
Huh?
There is some. Yes, one gentleman, he joined statistics department when Mr. Bass was coming to me. He said, I am speaking with friends as well. And sometimes 1950 or 61, he went to the village to statistics. So the villagers inquired from him, Babuji, unless you have a vote, we are asked. They are thinking of voting again for the English flag so that they may come a good over. There is so much disgust. 1950. So these anomalies are there. Just therefore, the only panacea is that everyone should become Krishna conscious and everything will be right. Otherwise, it is not possible. Of course, that is not possible also. Try as much as possible to turn people Krishna conscious. Then they will be happy. Eka chandra tamo hanti natatara sahasra. If you can create one moon, it is better than millions of stars. So, try to create at least one Krishna conscious person. Then there is hope of at least he relieved personally. But he can do many things, goals. It is the conscious person. So, let us discuss.
Oh,
why do you ask that question?
Because he told me that.
Is that really on Socrates?
Is it bona fide?
Then why are you asking?
Because
he's your student. And I'm saying. Then
you are also my student. So I should know.
Yes. Student, of course, is advanced at another thing. Student is student. That's correct. What is the question? Touching the beast?
I was told that one person should not touch the spiritual master's japa beads.
Why? There is no such thing.